You're listening to Walk to the End of the World, a podcast written by me, Mira Brinjegard-Bialik. This is segment 21.
Why would the villain destroy a graveyard? He usually just tries to kill as many people as possible or wreck as many buildings as he can. He's about destruction.
And here he's destroyed one of the most private places anyone can hope to end up. If we're not safe from him when we die...
Are you okay?
I'm angry. I can't believe someone would do something like this.
Hey, it'll all be okay. When the princess is cured, we'll go find the villain and stop him.
Yes. When this plate is gone, I'm done waiting for him to come to me. Stop those metal creatures at the source. Wherever he lives, I'll find him.
Hey guys, I'm gonna go outside.
Why?
There's definitely a booby trap out there. I've triggered enough of those to know one when I see it.
So you're going to trigger it?
I think it's rigged to that gravestone there. I'm gonna go touch it and probably die.
Whoa, why? There's no need for that. You saw the booby trap, but can disarm it. Why would you go trigger it anyway?
Who would leave a booby trap in a torn up cemetery? I think it's rigged to this glass cube in the window though. Whoever goes out there to explore gets killed, and whoever follows after gets to see whatever it is that's inside the cube.
I would have never even noticed that setup.
We can activate this thing some other way. You don't have to go out there, and certainly not to die. You're not leaving, and that's
the plate acting up again.
Princess! Oh no, my herbs are wet. Ben?
I think mine are dry. Here.
Princess? Wake up! Wake up! Oh my god. It's covering her entire upper back.
Eddie, calm down. You're biting your fingernails. The princess will be...
Princess!
Look at Zora.
Hey, the rain stopped.
You said that grave was a trap. Come back inside.
Look, I'm gonna die anyway. This is my death point. It might as well be for a purpose.
But you don't know that it will even do anything, much less trigger a message.
Do not die for no reason.
It's better than waiting for it. I recognize this spot. If I wait long enough, I'll die anyway. I don't think I'm brave enough to wait.
But you did in your future, your last death point. You saw it coming, and you didn't tell me?
Thanks for the advice, but I'm not sure I can deal with this right now.
I don't care if it's easier to give up. I know you're afraid, but stay with us and-
Too late!
No!
Arrow. It was an arrow. Booby trap. Ow!
That was pointless. Come back inside. We'll fix you up.
Hey, whoa. This feels weird.
Zora?
I think it's poisonous.
The cube, it's spinning faster and faster. Oh, a piece of paper fell out.
Zora's collapsing.
Read the stupid message! Quickly!
It says, the villain was here, and that he is-
Ah! Bye everyone, I'll see you later! Ah!
Oh, why did you do it?
This is what I want! Ah!
She's gone. Why would she let herself die?
I do not understand.
She was scared of not knowing when it was going to happen. I think she was happy she got control.
This paper says that the villain stole all the bodies that were here, and that whoever finds it should come to one of his meetings?
Zora did not reappear.
Meetings?
Then we'll wait for her. How could she? Meta?
You looked like you needed a hug.
I'm gonna find somewhere to sleep.
I'll stay here.
You can't just stare out the window alone for hours. Come find a bed.
I'm good here.
And we're back! God, it feels good to be alive.
Zora!
Guys, stop hugging me. You're getting blood all over yourselves.
Don't you ever do that again. Tell me before you get to that point, okay?
Get to what point? What happened?
Never mind. Don't tell me. Don't want to put the idea in my head, right?
Right. We were so worried. How could you?
Wow, I am not looking forward to seeing what caused this.
Then let's move on.
According to the map, we have another dragon in this direction.
Another dragon? We met a dragon.
Zora.
Wow, guys, I'm sorry for whatever it is I did.
You were just gone for a long time.
Okay, you all seem pretty relieved to see me.
When are we going to start walking again?
Is it a bad time to ask who you are?
Wait, what?
As soon as we can collect our supplies, I suppose.
Zora!
It's been 4 days now since we restocked our supplies and left the house. We haven't stopped anywhere since Meta wanted to pray silently for the cemetery before we kept going. And I'm personally exhausted from climbing out of the canyon.
You're trying to tell our story, but you forgot the most important part. We are in this forest now. It is wonderful to be back in nature.
I can't even see the tops of the trees.
I've never been in a forest before. It's so beautiful.
Really? You've never...
I'm bored.
At least there's clean water.
You're right. At least there's some berries and some shade.
How far until we get to the dragon? I've never seen a real dragon before.
Technically, neither have we.
How lucky for all of us, then.
For more information about the voices behind Eddie, the Princess, Zora, Ben, or Meta, check out the Introduction to Main Characters segment. Thank you!